Etienne stood on his toes, pulled the book off the shelf, and handed it to Hugo, who sat right where he was and opened it. Etienne sat down next to him. "You know, one of my teachers wrote that book. Will you tell me what you need it for now?" But Hugo couldn't talk. The book was called The Invention of Dreams, the story of the first movies ever made. It was written by René Tabard a year earlier, in 1930. Hugo opened to the beginning of the book and read, "In 1895, one of the very first films ever shown was called A Train Arrives in the Station, which was nothing more than what the title suggests, a train coming into a station. But when the train came speeding toward the screen, the audience screamed and fainted because they thought they were in danger of being run over. No one had ever seen anything like it before." Hugo flipped through the pages of the book. There were images of men playing cards, people leaving a factory, each one a still from an early movie. Hugo continued turning the pages, and then he saw what he had been hoping to find. The rocket in the eye of the man in the moon. His father's favorite movie was called A Trip to the Moon. The filmmaker, Georges Méliès, began his career as a magician, and he owned a theater of magic in Paris. This connection with magic helped him immediately understand what the new medium of film was capable of. He was among the first to demonstrate that film didn't have to reflect real life. He quickly realized that film had the power to capture dreams. Méliès is widely credited with perfecting the substitution trick, which made it possible for things to appear and disappear on screen as if by magic. This changed the face of movies forever. A Trip to the Moon, Méliès's most famous film, followed a group of explorers as they went to the moon, fought the moon men, and returned home with a captive to great acclaim. If one day far in the future mankind is really able to fly to the moon, we will have Georges Méliès and the movies to thank for helping us understand that if our dreams are big enough, anything is possible. Unfortunately, Georges Méliès died sometime after the Great War, and many, if not all, of his films are lost. "Died? He's not dead," Hugo said out loud.
"Who isn't dead?" said Etienne, who had been reading over Hugo's shoulder.
"Georges Méliès. He runs a toy booth in the train station."
Etienne laughed.
"I'm not kidding," Hugo said. "And he's Isabelle's godfather."